SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. President Trump is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to uphold his birthright on order on citizenship.
President Donald Trump is asking the Supreme Court to uphold his order declaring that children born to parents in the U.S. illegally or temporarily are not American citizens. Lower court judges have blocked the Trump administration's citizenship restrictions from taking effect anywhere. Any decision on whether the high court would take up the case is probably months away. On the first day of Trump's second term, he signed an executive order that would upend more than 125 years of understanding that anyone born in the U.S. is a U.S. citizen, according to the Constitution's 14th Amendment. Donna Porter, Washington.
Federal health officials are warning consumers not to eat certain heat and eat beef meatball pasta meals.
They're sold at Walmart stores nationwide. Market-side linguine with beef meatballs and marinara sauce may be contaminated with listeria previously linked to a deadly outbreak. The meals were sold in 12-ounce clear plastic trays and have Best Buy dates of September 22nd through October 1st. Fresh Realm, the food producer that distributed the products, says tests show that pasta and the meatball meals may be contaminated with the same bacteria tied to a recall of chicken fettuccine Alfredo this summer. That outbreak killed 3 people and sickened at least 17. Keith Peters, Washington.
The clock is ticking on a government shutdown, and the White House says there may be mass firings if it happens. President Trump canceled a scheduled meeting with top Democrats last week to discuss resolving a standoff over a temporary funding measure. Congress has just 3 days left to agree on a stopgap bill to keep the government fully funded past Tuesday. This is SRN News. China launches a crackdown on clergy.
This one is taking place online. The communist government is restricting what content pastors are allowed to put up on the web, requiring that all of it be vetted first by party officials. According to the human rights group Bitter Winter, quote, "In the age of digital ministry, where sermons stream and prayers ping, the regulation feels like a deliberate attempt to unplug the sacred from the social. Pastors have also been banned from evangelizing amongst youth." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Florida is setting the tone for a number of conservative states when it comes to social issues. In 2022, Florida became the first state to prohibit classroom instruction on sexuality or so-called gender identity topics from kindergarten through third grade. And by 2024, a growing list of at least 20 states, including Alabama and Indiana, had all followed Florida's lead. This is SRN News. It may be soon just too safe to go back in the water just yet.
Australian scientists have tested bite-resistant wetsuits by letting sharks bite them at sea. The study shows these suits can help keep swimmers safe. While fatal shark bites are rare, increased shark sightings have people looking for protection. Researchers at Flinders University tested 4 materials and found they all reduced damage from shark bites. Experts say these suits are promising for those in shark-prone areas, but caution is still needed. Ron Taylor reporting.
A new review published in Biochemical Pharmacology adds to evidence suggesting that drinking coffee regularly can help protect and restore liver health. Consuming coffee is believed to slow liver disease's progression to fibrosis, cirrhosis, and hepatocellular carcinoma because of its mix of bioactive compounds. More details at srnnews.com.